The first question, my wife and I would like to adopt. There is no adoption in Islam. Adoption, people understand that he becomes our son and he carries our names and he inherits our wealth. And this is totally prohibited in Islam. We cannot call someone other than his father's name, his original father and family name. We can sponsor an orphan. So we take him in, raise him in our family, like one of ours, take care of him, educate him, feed him, clothe him, give him a shelter. This is totally legit and permissible. However, the pardon me. The problem is with mixing. So if my wife and I adopt a baby girl, once she is 9 or 10 years of age, I'm not her mahram. My sons are not her mahram. We're not related in any shape or form. So she has to be segregated, wearing the hijab, a total stranger. And likewise, if my wife and I sponsored and took in a baby boy, once he's like 11, 12 years of age, my wife has to cover. My daughters have to cover. Because he's not a mahram for them. Unless the child is 2 years or below in age, once we take him in, and he's breastfed five meals or more from one that makes the opposite gender mahram to him. So if my wife and I adopt a girl, I'm the problem. So I have to ask my sister to breastfeed that girl, so I become her uncle through suckling. But this does not work with my children because they will be her cousins. It works between her and me, but not with my boys. With a girl, with a boy, it's the same thing. So my wife's sister or my wife's sister-in-law would breastfeed that boy so he would become her nephew and a mahram to her, but not to my daughters, etc. So this is the way out of it, but it has a lot of great reward for those who do it.